Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Cleveland Browns in our team preview is our host and expert on the scene, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about Cleveland today, a team with a lot to talk about, and it is going to be interesting to see how they do in 2022, my friend.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching, we know you're thinking the same thing. What is up with all these team previews? What's up with the Cleveland Browns? What is going to happen next? And we are here to bring you that information. That's what we do. So thank you so much for watching our live broadcast. And thank you again so much for joining us on our podcast as well. Mr. Logan Landers, the Cleveland Browns. We know it's going to be an interesting season.
Yep.
And what do we have to look forward to?
Well, let's see what we can look forward to, right? Let's go back in time and look at what's already happened back in 2021. With Cleveland, with Baker Mayfield and company. He was a little bit banged up, we all know. They finished 8-9, didn't make the playoffs, unfortunately. Had a lot of hype around them. They just kind of, you know, they did not meet expectations. So there's a lot going into 2022. A lot's happening in the offseason. And we're going to talk about their draft picks, who they got, and then talk about some of their free agent signings, their schedule, how we think they're going to do. So their draft, they got Martin Emerson, the cornerback, round 3. Alex Wright, defensive end. David Bell, the wide receiver, I think is going to be very solid for them. Perrion Winfrey, Cade York, the kicker. Got to love some special teams. Jerome Ford, Mike Woods, Isaiah Thomas, and Dawson Deaton in round 7. So they got a pretty good draft overall. Like I said, I like the David Bell pick. Emerson's a solid corner. We'll see how Wright and Winfrey can do on the defensive line. But overall, it's a pretty solid draft. And looking at free agency, who they picked up. They got Amari Cooper, right, from the Cowboys, right? They got him, solid wide receiver there, got some money. They've gotten some other good players, too. They've signed a good, decent amount of guys. But we all know the big name they signed and the one they gave a lot of money to. Deshaun Watson, quarterback, formerly of the Houston Texans. Of course, we know he didn't play at all last season. And now we don't know if he's going to play this season. We don't know yet. At the time of this recording, June 20th, 8 in the morning, we ain't got a clue. So if he plays, they'll do fine, I think. They're going to have a great season. If he don't, I can't tell you. I don't know who the quarterback's going to be. Because Baker Mayfield's still chilling, right? And I don't think he's too happy that he got relegated to a backup role. So I can't honestly explain how this is going to go. Because there are rumors swirling. There's indications that Watson might be out for this whole 2022 season, which is, you know, just 1 year of his contract down the drain. He's getting paid a lot of money, too, right? Over $200 million. And we'll see. If he's on the field, right, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. There's no doubt about that. He is a super talented guy on the field in the passing game. Very efficient. Does not make a whole lot of mistakes. So we'll see if he gets on the field. If not, then we'll see if they can coax Baker into getting on there and not tanking the team, right? Not just playing horribly just because he's feeling bad. But it's going to be super interesting. But looking at this team, looking at their schedule, I'll go back to talk about some other players they got. They've got a decent schedule right in their division. You got the Panthers week 1, the Jets, the Steelers week 3, who have revamped this year. The Falcons week four at Mercedes-Benz, coming to Atlanta, see what they can get. The Chargers, the Patriots, the Ravens week seven, the almost champs, right, the runner-ups last year, the Bengals week eight. They got a bye week, week nine, the Dolphins week 10, the Bills, Bucks in week 12, the Texans in week 13. We'll see if Deshaun's playing for that one, because they are going to be at the Texans stadium, NRG Stadium. Once again, the Bengals week 14, the Ravens in 15, the Saints in week 16, going to be a good matchup there potentially, the Commanders week 17, and then finally week 18, the Pittsburgh Steelers one more time. So all the team in, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how Cleveland can do this year, right? If Deshaun plays, you know, that'd be great. If not, we'll see. But I think the running back core is going to help out with Nick Chubb, with Kareem Hunt, right? We already know what they've been doing, how dominant they have been for this team. I expect Amari Cooper to make a big leap to have a very solid season in 22 to get a lot more catches, to rack up some more yards. I expect big things from him still. Of course, they got David Bell coming in from the draft. I think he is going to make a very solid impact for them. Year one, I think he's kind of been underrated in a sense. But I think David Njoku, right, the tight end, he's kind of a guy who you look at and just kind of think that, man, he could really do something special a few years ago. And like I said, he'll be the team number one tight end. Austin Hooper got released, so he is going to be right here to get all those catches thrown. And then also, like, on the defense, we'll see how they can rock with. They've re-signed a lot of guys. Like I said, they got a few defensive tackles, defensive ends in the draft. They re-signed Jadeveon Clowney not too long ago. He said in his press conference, like, man, wherever Deshaun goes, I'm going to go with him. If Deshaun came to Atlanta, we'd get Jadeveon Clowney. So he's rocking with his friend, with his boy. So I don't blame him there. But I think that the Browns are going to be in a very interesting position still. I think that they do have some solid pieces to go at it and to really make a good run. I think they'll have a better record than last year. And I expect Cleveland to – I'm not sure if they're going to be winning the division, because I do think that some teams around them, like the Steelers, they've made some improvements and whatnot in the AFC North. But I think that they could definitely make a run for a wild card position. Of course, the Bengals, like I said, they're on top, right? They're the team to beat. The Ravens still need a little bit more to, I think, get over that hump. But I it would surprise me if Cleveland is a wild card team this year. But like I said, it all depends on the quarterback, man. If they got, you know, we don't know. So we don't know. But I think that overall, with Deshaun, they have a chance to fight with the Bengals for winning the AFC North. But if not, I think that they could definitely get in as a wild card position. So I expect better things from Cleveland in 22. I think they're better rounded. Like I said, they did good in the draft, and I think they'll do pretty solid overall in 2022. It remains to be seen, though. It's going to be very interesting to see how everything unfolds over the next few weeks and months before the NFL season kicks off, Jeremiah, in just a little bit. We ain't got much longer. Their first game is on September the 11th against the Panthers. So about three some months away, not too far.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, that's exciting. We're always thinking about the beginning of football season. That's one of the reasons we love these team previews. So thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that. That was a great preview. And it does kind of tell us there are some questions on the horizon. We're not sure exactly where things will land. I'm sure we'll end up doing another team preview, you know, once the season kicks off and we find out exactly who does land in that quarterback spot. And, you know, in that last point too, you know, the rest of the team is going to do what it has to do. It's going to work its butt off during, you know, this offseason. Everyone's going to make sure that they're ready in their position so that this team can deliver when they come out those gates, you know, for the next season. So we're definitely looking forward to that. And yeah, you're right. Like, I think we're less than 90 days away right now. So, I mean, we're already getting excited. So it's time. Yeah, this summer is going to fly by. Everybody's going to have a great time. And hopefully there's some really positive announcements coming for the Cleveland Browns getting closer to the beginning of the season. So for everyone watching, thank you so much. And we would love to hear from you as well. Tell us in the comments, what do you think? Do you think the Cleveland Browns have all the weapons in place they need? What are the big changes you see potentially with the quarterback and other positions before the beginning of the season? Put it in the comments and let us know. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. With over 900 episodes, our podcast is booming, and it's all because of you. So thank you so much for listening on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google Home, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, we are there for you, including on the Believe Podcast Network, which is our amazing sponsor, and we're so very grateful. So you can go over there, you can listen to our evergreen episodes, where you can listen to team previews, history specials, amazing game previews, and everything that you need to know to get ready for this next season of football. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible preview of the Cleveland Browns and their upcoming season. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.